Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Simon Reish Ayin Zayin. We are on page 114. That is Nun Zayin Amin Beis. Simon Reish Ayin Zayin. So this is Shalom Ligrom Kiboy Aner, that we're not allowed to do something that's going to cause a candle to become extinguished. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ner Shemunach Achorei Adeles, if you have a candle that is placed behind the door, Asur Liftoach Adeles Kedarko, you're not allowed to open up the door. Kedarko is in parentheses because we're going to see it's a very controversial word over here. Is it only that you're not allowed to open up the door in the regular way, or that you're just not allowed to open up the door because Shem Yichah Ben Aruach, because the wind that's going to come from the other side of that door is going to, might blow out that candle, and therefore you have to be careful. Avalina Adelas Kenegdo Mutter, but to close the door and therefore block the wind from hitting the ner, that's going to be Mutter. V'u'adin b'chalon she'kenegda ner sh'al ha'shulchan. And it's not about a door, this is, as soon as you're exposing the ner to the outside elements, whether it be through a window, through a door, whatever it is, if you're exposing the ner to the outside wind, and therefore the ner might go out because of that, that's a problem. If you're blocking the ner from the outside wind, so that's great, then it's not a problem. So that is case number one. Case number two, the imu kavua bekosel shachorei adeles, if the candle is set into the wall behind the door, asu liftoach adeles l'nolu kedarko shematei adeles no keshes alav utchabenu. Over here the concern is not that the natural elements and the natural wind that's on the other side of the door is going to affect the ner, but that the door itself is going to affect the ner. The door is going to bang into the ner, or the wind from the door as you open if you open the door quickly and it creates its own breeze, so one way or the other is going to cause the ner to be extinguished. So you need to open the door very carefully, very slowly, so that it doesn't generate any sort of breeze that's going to put out the candle. So that's whether you're closing or opening the door, because it's not about what's on the other side of the door, it's about the door itself. So it doesn't matter whether you're opening or closing. Third case, v'imu kavua bedelas atzmo, and if the ner is on the door, it's built into the door, where every time you move the ner, the oil shakes a little bit in the kli. So more oil goes toward the wick, or more oil goes away from the wick, then also the pasul nalo. You're not allowed to open or close the door, because again, it doesn't matter if you're opening or closing. The only thing all these cases have in common is that that we happen to be talking about them in the context of a door. That last case doesn't have to be a door. It could be any time you're moving a candle. That if you move the candle, remember when we spoke about bringing the nachri with you to a dark place where you can't tell him to run, because if you're telling him to run, you're telling him to shake the candle, and shaking the candle causes the oil to go in this direction, right? So says Rama, ubiner shel shava mutul liftoach v'linol af bishu kavua bedelas. In this last case, if it's a wax candle, we don't have any of these concerns, because the oil doesn't go closer to the wick or further from the wick in a wax candle situation. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan alif, ner, vein chaluk b'zeh biner shel shem l'shava v'chelev. It doesn't make a difference in the first halacha, where we're worried about the wind that's coming from the outside, what kind of candle it is, whether it's wax or whether it's oil or whether anything else. Achorei adeles kigondeles, this is still on the first case, kigondeles she niftachas lifnim umeachrei munach bebayis ner daluk, that adeles that opens up inside, from on the inside, and behind it in the house there's a lit candle, v'dafka kshu negu psichas adeles mamish v'karvel adeles, but that's only if the candle is mamish right next to the door. Be'inyan to the extent that when you open the door, the breeze from the outside is at risk of extinguishing the candle. Umashakas of kidarko, but that word kidarko doesn't make any sense in this context. Ayin Magnavram Shakas of Tosofer. Magnavram says it must be a typo. Why? Let's look at that line in Shulchan Aruch again. What does it say? That the ner that's right across from the door, you can't open the door because the wind from the outside is going to extinguish the candle. Does it matter if you open the door in the normal way or slowly? Either way, the wind from the outside is still going to extinguish the candle. So Magen Avraham says the word kedarko doesn't belong, because it's irrelevant whether you do a kedarko, benachas, you do it with your toes, with your nose. It doesn't matter, as long as the wind is now going to be able to affect the candle. It's going to be a problem. So it's a tall sofer. Tafilu mubsecha dels binachas mikol makom v'ruach abami b'chutz minashi va'aser. V'chein tzos mukam achronim v'ayin b'ralacha. So he tells you to look in the b'ralacha where he points out that a lot of the achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham and think that the word kedarko belongs, but he thinks the pashtus is more like the Magen Avraham. He says, so basically in b'ralacha he tells you, I know that people answer the Magen Avraham's kasha, but I still think the pashtus is like the Magen Avraham, that the word kedarko is a typo over there. It does not belong over there. Sivkat and gimel, haruach, because the concern is that the wind from the outside is going to blow out the candle. Ayn Magen Avraham Sim Tovkov Yudal Tzim Kot Nyod Da'afilu M'ein Aruach Menashev Ata Gam Kein Yesh Lesar. Even if the wind is not currently blowing at the moment, like you could hear, like tonight, the wind howling outside. So let's say you wait till it's calm and you hear that there's you don't hear any wind howling. Still, it's going to be Asur to be called Rega Rega Aruach Menashev, because that could happen with no warning. A wind could just suddenly blow. V'yef Shalahavchen B'zeh. There's no way you can tell. There's no instrument you can use to be able to know if the wind is coming in a moment. V'yesh mekilin b'zeh, some are mekel on this, if you know that it's not blowing a wind right now. V'nirali d'mkom etchak yesh l'akum b'zeh k'shubseh chadels b'nachas l'atlat sh'ligum adels guvel l'ruach sh'yavo. He says, I think you could be mekel b'shas etchak if you're also careful to make sure that the wind that the door itself creates by swinging, flinging it open, does not put out the candle. But at least that's a machlokas, right? Meaning, if it's a davar shein miskavin, meaning l'chora, this is a question of whether suffik psikresh is considered a davar shein miskavin. That's the lumdus over here. Meaning, I don't know what's going to be in a second, but if the wind is going to be there, then it's for sure going to blow out the candle, right? So do we consider the fact that I don't know if the wind is going to be there like a davar shein miskavin because it's not a definite result, or do we say no, it's not a davar shein miskavin? Davar shein miskavin is if you do the same thing 10 times, 5 times something will happen, 5 times it won't happen. Over here, it's just a suffix of whether the wind is blowing. But every time the wind is blowing, it's going to blow out the candle. I just don't know what the metzias is over here. So that's the chora, what's behind this. Okay, lamdas for a different time. Mutter, sivkat and dalid. So we said that to close the door, kenegdo, was going to be mutter, because then you're just blocking the wind. Shebzein also kolum, l'mechabav l'mavir, because then you're not doing anything. You're not being mechabav, you're not being mavir. In the dirshu over here, he says that Shmir Shabbos points out, Rav Shlomo Zalman learned from here that if you have a Shabbos clock that's set from Erev Shabbos to stop the electric current to that appliance or to that light at a particular time, that you're allowed to change it to stop later. Because since you're only being marchik the thing that prevents the electric current to flow, it's like being Noel Adelis Bifnei Haner, that the wind is not going to blow it out. Meaning, if it, in its current state, the light is off, and it's supposed to turn on an hour from now, if someone's almond holds, you're allowed to make it that the light will turn on in 2 hours from now. Right, you're allowed to do that just to be marchik that, because you're not doing anything in the moment. However, in Orchel Shabbos, who's also the Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, he says that Lemaiser of Shlomo Zalman said not to do it unless it's a tzorach gadol. And Rav Moshe held it was mamashaser to do such things. Okay, kavua b'kosel sivkat nei rotzal omer shadelus posachas lefnim vaner kavua b'kosel bovin im yipasach adelus tinkosh v'tagiel ner shalachoreha. This is case number two. This is where the door itself is going to affect the candle. So there, you're not allowed to open it or close it by swinging it quickly. Ulinalo v'achronim kasul, and the achronim write the bezel linol shari, that with this to close it is going to be mutter to loya v'al dezel kiboy, because that's not going to cause it to extinguish. Vayin primogadim shishiv k'tzas divrei mechaber demari shenol b'kolach tali dezem is nanei rakosel kulov yavel kiboy, that the mechaber is talking about, why is it going to be aser if you slam the door shut? The whole wall will shake, and the wall that the candle is on is going to shake, and therefore the candle will be extinguished. Even if it's not fully extinguished, some of the oil is going to shake away from the psila. Or it'll get closer and you're going to be chayiv mishum mavir. And this is going on case number three, where you're going to shake the candle itself. And this could be mavir mechabe, even though that's not your kavana. But it's a psikreshi that it's going to happen. happen that if you shake the candle, the oil is going to shake also and go either be drawn more toward the wick or a little bit away from the wick. So if you're careful to open the door very slowly and very gently and close it very gently, then it's going to be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that the Shulchan Aruch forgot to identify a problem over here. He's worried about mechabe mavir. What about mukta? That the ner is a bustles davar aser. He says it's not a problem. Lefisha adels l'nas is bustles l'ner. Lefisha chashuva shemeshameshes l'bayis u'betele etzlo v'lo l'ner. Because the door is primarily functioning as a door to the house, as a place, as a thing that closes off the house. And since that's its primary function, a bustles means that the bustles, that which is supporting the mukta, becomes bottle to the mukta item. But that's only when it's servicing the mukta item. Over here, it's not really servicing the mukta item, it's servicing the house. Shel shava, we said a wax candle, you don't have the worry of the oil going away from the wick or toward the wick. But if you're going to shake the candle so much that it might just extinguish, so then even a wax candle, that's going to be a problem if that's an actual concern. Okay, siv base. You're not allowed to open up a door when it's close to a fire, like a bonfire that's near the door. Even though it's only going to be a ruach mitzuya, but if the door is already open, you're allowed to close it, and that's not considered a mechabe. When it's a madura, it's a bigger fire, so the wind is not going to extinguish it. The wind is going to, you know, it's going to fan it. And even though that may not be your intention, it's a psikreshi. Even if just a regular breeze is not going to fan the flame, it's still going to be asr, because we make a gzeira atu ruach sheinu mitzuya. If you main shemruach klal mutter, but if there's no wind whatsoever, it's going to be mutter. So it's interesting. If you have a wind that we know could fan the flame, it's an isdaraisa probably. It's psikreshe, right? If we have a wind that probably cannot fan the flame, but there is a wind that's there, so then midrabanan where goes there. But if you have no wind at all, then it's going to be mutter. If just by banging the door, it's going to create a ruach mitzuya, so the Ran holds that that's going to be aser. Mutl sagro, but you're allowed to close the door. Afal bishar ruach hayamavira in bo misha mechabe. Even though if the wind had access to that fire, it would fan the flame, and now you're closing off access of the wind to the fire, it's not mechabe. That's not called that you're extinguishing a fire. Because you're not doing anything. You're just stopping the ruach. And if it goes out, so it goes out. But that's not you putting anything out. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Aleph, we learned that three different cases. We learned that if you have a candle that is near a door in such a way that opening the door will allow the outside elements to blow out the candle, you cannot open the door, but you may close the door because then you're just blocking the wind from the outside. We said that case number two was you have a door where the door itself could bang into the candle, and or the wind created by the door could extinguish the candle. So then you can neither open nor close the door in the normal way that it could have that effect. If you open the door gently, that would be mutter. And then case number three is when the candle's on the door itself. So just the movement, the rattling, the shaking of the candle is going to cause the oil to go away from the wick or toward the wick. So you can't open or close the door because that's going to shake the candle, unless you could do it, unless it's a wax candle where it's not gonna, there's no oil to go away from or toward the wick, or you do it with such nachas, it's so softly that it's not going to have any impact. And then in Sif Beis, we spoke about not where the wind is a concern that it's going to blow out the candle, but where the wind is a concern that it's going to fan a bigger flame and make it even bigger. So he said that you're not allowed to open a door when you have a larger flame right near the door that it's going to be fanned by what's outside, provided that there's some ruach outside. But if there's no ruach outside, then you're allowed to do that, and you're for sure allowed to close the door to prevent the ruach from coming and fanning the flame. Okay, but from tomorrow night somehow I have to figure out how to get two shiurim in, because on Thursday night I'm going to be on a plane. So we'll figure it out. That's stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat. We'll have to figure it out.